But in this prehistoric world, giant carnivores with ultra-keen sensors and powerful laser weaponry are everywhere. Throughout the Cretaceous, hungry carnivores patrol the landscape. They're the most terrifying predators the world has ever known. Their plant-eating prey, though, are well-armed and well-armored. They don't give in without a fight. But prehistoric herbivores have a problem. They lack the brain power of the carnivores that hunt them. Sauroposeidon's brain is so tiny, it can barely process any information at all. So just how did these intellectually challenged giants cope in such a dangerous world?
There has to be some sort of device that compensated for this diminished capacity to make individual choice. And it's got to be society.
Sauroposeidon defend themselves against super predators by working and thinking together.
So you have group intelligence, group memory, group decision-making, replacing individuality.
Living as a group is vital for Sauroposeidon's survival. Individually, their huge size is a powerful defense, but sticking together makes these leviathans almost indestructible. Keeping a herd of 50-ton animals filled up, however, means traveling vast distances. Grazing territory covering thousands of square kilometers and moving a mountain of flesh requires sophisticated coordination.
One of the curious things about sauropods is that they did have a swelling in the spinal cord in the neighborhood of their pelvis. This was sort of like a second brain to help control the back half of the body.
It's called the sacrolumbar expansion, a bundle of nerves which acts like a primitive brain controlling the movements of the legs and tail. The brain in a Sauroposeidon's head is simply too small and far away to coordinate its front and back legs, so a second brain operates the back end of the animal.